Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, Dr. Bloom was talking about the symbolism of verse 14. Let's continue there today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
For the Bible stands.
Yet spices, flowers, and myrrh, lilies all speak of things used in burial. But it's sweet because it represents life. And the day comes where our spirit passes from this life, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we'll behold those cheeks, we'll behold those nail scars, and we will bow at the name that's above every name. Yes, his lips, like lilies, purity, drop sweet-smelling myrrh, which, by the way, real lilies do not. But words of his love just ooze out. And they are the lips of he whose cheeks are as a bed of spices, and says to you and to me, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Aren't you thankful that he doesn't just stop there? He goes on and he says in verse 14 that his hands are as gold rings, set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory, overlaid with sapphires. Oh, this is my Jesus. Oh, this is my Savior. This is he. His hands are gold, for they bear the scars. Oh, what a value. Oh, that which brought my eternal life. It's not just his head, but his hands, his whole body, which purchased my eternal life. You know, kind of like a ring that has no end, I have eternal life held by the golden ring of his nail-scarred hands. But we're told also his belly, which is a masculine noun, the Hebrew scholars tell us. But here it is symbolic of the phrase, heart of hearts. In its figurative use, it is used of God as his innermost being and its association with the emotions of God. And therefore, it says his belly, his heart of hearts, tells us that our salvation is in his hands, but also shows that God has an emotional love for us. Gold is so precious, and we are wrapped in the ring of God's hands because he values our life as precious, and he wants to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The beryl is green, so he holds us everlastingly, treasuring us, and treasuring us in his heart as the most expensive of sapphires. Aren't you thankful he loves us this way? And he loves anyone who will come to him for cleansing. For him to come to me, I'll in no wise cast out the gold, the beryl, ivory overlaid with sapphire. He's using the most expensive of jewelry to let us know the value of his love for us. But it doesn't stop there, for now we look at his legs. His legs in verse 15 are as pillars of marble, built upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His legs is marble. The sockets is gold. Tells us that he has stood the test. Tempted in all points, like as we are, yet we're still standing because he is without sin. Still standing through eternity, for he is without sin. He stood the test for us and with us, and he sets the path for us. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So his countenance, my friend, is most excellent, meaning it's proven to be the best by testing. Our salvation is based on the very best of the universe. My friend, always, always look to the author and finisher of our faith and look for him, because he is coming again. He's coming in power and great glory. Aren't you thankful? I think of John the Baptist. He was called to prepare the way of the Lord. He was called to make straight his paths. He was called to testify of him. Oh, the purpose of his life was fulfilled when he was able to say, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." When he was able to say, "He must increase, but I must decrease." My friend, Jesus is coming again. You and I must be about warning others to flee the wrath to come, as did John the Baptist preached. He is coming again. So his countenance is most excellent, meaning it's proven to be the best by testing. Our salvation is based on the very best of the universe. So, my friend, always look to the author and the finisher of our faith. And look for him, because he is coming in power and great glory. Aren't you thankful for that? I, some time ago, had someone say to me, "Well, if you've never experienced it, then you don't know what it's like." And I understand the feelings. And I had to admit, I don't understand the feelings. I don't understand the feelings of a drug addict. I don't understand the feelings of a person that is caught up by gambling and is chained to gambling. I don't understand it. I don't understand the promiscuous. I don't understand having cancer in my body. I don't understand so many things. But my friend, I cannot base life on what I understand. I cannot base life on the feelings of my experiences. There must be the Word of God for everything. Everything. And that takes us on into verse 16. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he's altogether lovely. This is my beloved, And this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And so, I think of the man who tells his wife, I don't need to say I love you, my actions show it. Oh, but our Lord, whose actions showed it, told us he loved us so many times. And we're to emulate Christ. These words of these verses can come only from a heart that longs for him. We're told in John 16:26, 17:23, and really John 3:16, that the Father himself loves us. And he commanded us to love one another, even as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Well, we start at the head, and we look down to the belly, and now on down to the legs. Now, we're up again to the head, the mouth. And he looks up to hear the sweetest words from the sweetest name on mortal tongue, the sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. And so, having beheld this Jesus in all his glory, realizing the lack of vocabulary, all the bride can say of Jesus is what you and I can say. He is altogether lovely. Oh, the Holy One, I lack the words to be able to utter what he deserves. After saying all that is true of him, say he is altogether lovely, shows that yet we still have more that could be said, should be said, but we lack the ability to do it. And so it says, O daughters of Jerusalem, I'm reminded of Jesus on the way to the cross. And he said to the daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. This is the one to behold. But the beloved friend is gone, but he's coming again. So what do we do in that time? Weep for the souls without Christ. Weep for a country on the fast track to hell. Weep that revival may come and others too will find. He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.